Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Pei Dalet. Picking it up towards the top of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down. First one in line. Tanana Sam. Which barley can be used for the Omer? Friends, this is all like Mamish of an Orton. Spheres of Omer. We're learning Omer stuff. The Lublin is striking hard here. Tanana Sam. We're learning Mishnah Shkalim. Shomei Sfichim Shvias. The watchman of the aftergrowth in Shemitah, who makes sure that the availability of barley for the Omer, Dalton Schar Mitchum Salishka, they take their schar, their payment from money that's drawn from the treasury chamber. Now, what are we talking about over here? We know that in Shemitah, when you're not allowed to plant over there, right? It's necessary to bring barley for the Omer. From where? From Sfichim, that's from the aftergrowth. It's barley that grew on its own from seeds that, you know, from the previous year. The Torah tells us that the Yiddish farmers, they have to leave their Shemitah, Shemitah year stuff, and leave it and free for anyone to go and take, in order to make sure that there's going to be enough barley for that year's Omer, the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. It sent watchmen to guard a quantity of barley, Svichen, until they were reaped for the, you know, for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now, they got paid. From what? From the half-shekel tax, you know, that they had. It's called the Trumas Alishka. That's what they got paid from. Okay, so what do we see over here? We learn that Shemitah stuff can be used for the Omer. Ramele Rabbi Barcham Alev Chista. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah we just said, Shomer Sficham is Shvias, Notan Schar Mitrumas Alishka, Ruminu. Hold on a second. We have a problem with that Mishnah and a Braisa. It says the following. Braisa says, La'achla v'lul Sreifa. When it says that the Shemitah stuff of the Eretz Yisrael should be yours to eat, it means that it's there for you to be able to, for eating, not burning. The Komets of the Omer is burnt on the Mizbeach. How can then the Shemitah stuff be brought as the Omer? Amalei, he's back. Rechamana Omer l'chal ador seichem. The Torah is speaking to you that the Omer carbon is for all generations. And you want to say that it should be canceled during Shemitah? You got to work it out. It's got to work it out. Otherwise, you're not going to have Shemitah here. Amalei, ami kamino la na tibatel. Did I say that the Omer should be canceled? Laisli midesh takat. Just bring for the barley for the previous year. No, but you need caramel. You need to have caramel. Fresh. Rashi should take caramel. Rach, limlo, b'shas, to be able to, I had to word this. It's got to be fresh. Veleka. It's not going to be like that if it's done at the end of the year. Right? Yeah. Something you could like smooth out and crush between your fingers. The legs of the caramel, the stock is being from last year's caramel. Right? They were fresh when they were harvested then. Amakra, caramel takriv. It's got to be that state when you're bringing it. But you need caramel b'shas hakrava. Look, you don't have that, so therefore you can't do that. Yeah, so therefore, we have to use a fresh barley, Svichen of Shemitah, for the Omer. Yeah. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Carmel Takriv. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Reishis Kitzirchem. That's learned out from Reishis Kitzirchem. You should bring the Omer, the first of your harvest. Reishis Kitzirchem, Elosof Kitzirchem. The first one, not the last part of it. Right at the time it's brought, the Omer should be the first cutting of the crop that it comes. Mosiv Rabba comes and he has a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan just said, Karmel Takrif, that the barley has to be fresh. It says, Vim Takrif Milchas Bikurim. It says, when you offer the milch of your first grains, that's the beginning of the pasuk that says the Omer is to be fresh. The pasuk speaking of the Omer Milcha, Mechaniba, where does it come from? In a Saorin? It comes from barley. Ata Omer Minasan, you say it comes from barley, Oyeno Minachidim, it comes from wheat, like most carbon minachos. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Namer Aviv B'Mitzrayim, this is the word Aviv, which is ripe, reference to hail in Mitzrayim. Namer Aviv Ladoris, and this is the word Aviv, by future generations. Ma Aviv, a Omer B'Mitzrayim, sorry, and just like the ripe said in reference to the plague of Barad. In Mitzrayim, it's the word barley. Barley was all ripe. Af aviv amr ladoros, eino elamin hasaron. So do the ripe that's said for future generations, referring to them that brought the offering that comes only from the barley. It's a gzeirah shavah that we know that the omer is brought from barley. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says that we know that the mincha comes from barley because of the following. Matzinu yachid shemaybi chavasa min achitim. We find that an individual can bring his mincha from wheat, or maybe chavasa min asar, and he can bring also from barley. Af sibor maybe chavasa min achitim, maybe chavasa min asar. Yata omer min achitim. Now, if you want to say that omer is brought from achitim, lo matzinu sibor shemaybi chavasa min asar, you don't find anything that they bring from asar. Therefore, you have over here the omer has got to be asar. Dover acher. Although if you explain how we know that the omer comes from barley, yata omer. It comes out that the shtei lechem and not going to be the first fruits because the omer and the omer must be, therefore come from barley. Because what does it say? The Torah calls Shavuos Yom HaBikurim. The shtei lechem was brought on that day, and we learn that the shtei lechem has to be Bikurim, the first crops that can be brought. But if we say that the omer, which is brought 7 weeks earlier, a Pesach, it also must come from the new crop, is from wheat rather than from barley, then the Shei Lechem will not be the first wheat offering, right? Therefore, it comes out, coming that the Omer is brought from barley, allowing the Shei Lechem to be the first brought, carbon brought from the new wheat crop.
There comes the kasha.
We see that the reason the shtei lechem has to come from wheat is because they're considered bikurim, the first fruits. Therefore, they have to be brought from the first cutting of wheat from that new crop. And the omer, which is also called bikurim, has to be brought from the first cutting. To Yufta, which comes against Rav Yochanan, knocks off Rav Yochanan hard. He was learning out from the words karmel takriv, but that wouldn't necessarily teach us anything because one can bring barley that's fresh and not from the first cutting. It's very fresh, it's not from the first cutting. Therefore, it had to be unlike that. The Omer is considered Bikurim, and we could say that for that reason it's brought from the first cuttings of barley for the new crop. That works with the Relazer, Reishis Kitzirchem. Right, but it's not going to learn out. It wouldn't work out from Carmel Takriv.
Tenanasa. We have a Mishnah Bikurim. Ein Mivim Bikurim Chutz Mishivas Aminim.
Bikurim can only come from the Shivas Aminim. What's bothering Gav Friedman? People off the Derech. That would be the acronym. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Eretz Chita Usara. Gelvin Deham. Enimon. Enzit Shemun Dvash. You only bring Bikurim from the Shivas Aminim that are brought in the Pasuk, as we just read. And Dvash means Vash Tamarim. Velo, what do you mean? Right, Velo, but we do not bring the Bikurim. Beep, turn the page. Pay Dalit Amabes. Bitamarim Shabaharim, from date palms that are found in the mountains, will crumble. Velo Bipere Shabamakim, not from the grain, the crops that are from the valleys. The dates that grow in the mountains, they're shvacha quality, right? And they're not good because of their very, very, very sweet, and they don't bring out the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Even though Nechinami, you know, says Rashi, the afo bishahem mishav aminim the dvash hadvash tamarim hani shabaharim mishav amakam einu min amufcha lefishen kushim, right? They are not good quality. And the payroll stuff in the grain, this is the pools of water that stood there and caused the crop of wheat and barley to become a shvach, and it's too much. They start to rot. Amarullah, M.A.V. Lokidish. And if one brought any of this no good ones Bikurim, and he did, he didn't sanctify them at all. You try to be makdish them as Bikurim, doesn't even work. Doesn't do anything. Yosef Rabbah Kamilolo Shemaita. He was saying this idea. Esver Rabbi Achabar Abba. The Rabbah, carbon rachis. Hashtay Lechem is called the first fruit offering, which is Mashma Shatei Rachis Lechol Aminachos. That should be the first to all the Minachos from the new crop. V'cheinu Omer. It also says, B'Hashtay Lechem, Akrivchem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem B'Shavu Aseichem, when you offer a new Mincha to Hashem during your festival of weeks. Ein Liela Chadosh Shalchitam. I only know that the Shtei Lechem has to come before any mincha from the new crop of wheat. Chadash Shel Sa'ar Minai. And where do I know that the Omer has to come any mincha from the new crop of barley? Tamal Omer Chadash Chadash is it two times. It doesn't apply to the we don't need it for Chita, therefore, applies to barley. And where do we know that the Shtei Lechem has come before Bikurim? B'chag Shavuos ta'aseh lecha bikur k'tzir chitim. The Torah says that you shall make for yourself the festival of weeks, the first fruits of the wheat harvest. Ainli ala bikur k'tzir chitim. We only know that the shtei lechem has to come before bikurim of the wheat harvest. K'tzir so'or minayin. What about the barley harvest also? Tamalom b'chag k'tzir bikurim ma'asecha shetakrizo basadecha. The Torah says in the festival of the harvest, which is Shavuos, of the first fruit of your labor that you sow in the field. Vainly elishatizra, but from there I only know that the shtei lechem is to come before bikurim from grain that you sow. Alume aleim minayin, that you actually plant. Whatever they came up on their own, how do you know? Tamid lo basad in the field. Vainly el basad minayin l'rava shebegag shebechurv shebeatzit shebesvina. How do we know that it includes stuff that's grown on a roof or in a ruined building or in a flower pot or in a boat? Tamid lo bikur kol asher baratzecham. That says the first fruits of everything that's in your land. And where do we know that the shtei lechem, the carbon, will come before the new wine, the sachem, and the first fruits of the tree? How do we know that before the bringing of the shtei lechem, wine from new crops of grapes should not be used for nesachem, and the new fruits from the trees shouldn't be brought as bikurim? Nemar kan bikurim ma'asecha, v'nemar laholim ba'aspecha es ma'asecha min asada. Ma'alaholim nesachem reperas ilan. Just like over there in the sukkahs part of the pasuk, the new grapes in nesachem, the first fruits of the tree, are included in the word in your labor. Afkan nesachem reperas ilan. Here too, the first part of the pasuk, new grapes in nesachem, and the first fruits of the tree, are included in your labor. The first part of the pasuk is teaching that even new wine nesachem and fruit tree bikurim may not be brought until the shtei lechem have been brought. Katani mia shebegag shebechura chorba shebeatzah shebesvina. That's mashma that the shivas aminim grown in these weird places can become valid bikurim. So dates that are grown in the mountains or grain in the valley should be good bikurim also. Says Gemara, Seifa asin l'menachos. The Bryce's latter part, the Seifa, asin l'menachos, have come to the case of menachos. When this part of the Bryce says crops growing on a roof, it switches the subject of bikurim to menachos, and telling that the shtei lechem has to come before even a mincha from new roof-grown wheat. The Bryce is learning at this din from the first fruits, right? Where the pasuk says, "Bikuria asher b'artzam asher yaviu l'Hashem l'chal yeh kol tar b'vesecha yochlena." First fruits of everything that's in their land. The Bryce has explained everything that's in their land, including crops grown in any environment. And the Gemara below is going to prove that the pasuk is talking about menachos and it's not talking about bikurim. Maska flower of Ada bar Ava. Comes to ask Akasha. Yachiv, it's true that the latter part of the Braisa, speaking about Menachos, Hainu Dichsev, Kol Tar Bebeischa Yochal Oso, every tar person in your household may eat it. Right, that's the end of the pasuk over there. It says, Bikuri Kol Sher Be'artzam, Asher Yavil Hashem L'chol Yer Kol Tar Bebeischa Yochlu, every tar person shall eat it. Now the phrase, every tar person, is mashma all people of the house, even women and slaves. V'minachos, but if the word it is like minachos, can't be. The zichri kohenu mitzachlin. It's only the male kohanim can eat that over there. So the pasuk can't be talking about minachos. And so the sefer of the braisa, which was darshan that pasuk, is a continuation of bikurim. Oh, hadakuchaduchte. Amarav mishar shia. Trey kreiksiv. There's two psukim that are written. Lecha yia. First it says that the first fruits of everything that's in the land shall be yours. Talking about the male kohanim. Uksiv kol tar b'mitzchah yochel oso. And it says every tar person in your household may eat it. Implies even women. Okay, so I explain it. Kam b'bikurim, kam b'menachos. The second phrase is talking about bikurim. And kam b'menachos. The first one is talking about menachos. So the Bryce said, everything that's in their land, to include stuff that's grown on a roof or in a ruin, is applied to the teaching of the part, shall be yours. It's talking only about Menachos, like we said before. Ravashia, Markule b'Menachos. The entire pasuk is talking about Menachos. V'sefer d'kras and l'lachmi toda. And the last part is talking about the lachmi toda. That could be other people. B'plugta. Ay, 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 ay. Ula's din here is a machlokas. Amarayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Im Hevi Lo Kadosh. If one brought mountain dates or the valley grain as bikurim. He didn't mak the shemir shlokas shemir. Maybe kadosh. If he did, it does work. Nasa kikoshes b'kachem. It becomes like a lean animal by kachem. Like it's not. It's a chrefty type, but it works. Bishlam rishlokas kadam retaima. Like he said his reasoning over here. Right, he says if you bid it because it's like this, but Rehochanan my time, why is he saying this totally good thing? He's not able to be at all Kodesh Bikurim. Amar Avilaz, Rabbi Yochanan Chazeh B'chalam, Chalom. I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. Last night I saw him in a dream. Milsam Ali Amina, I will say a fine thing. He says, listen, I had a dream, some chashuv person came to me. Asher says, V'kivin de Gavra, Rabbah. Rabbi Ischazali, Amina Milsim Al Yusani Omer Al Yom. Let me tell you something good today. Let me tell you some good stuff. Omer Kram Erashis. The Pasuk says that Bikurim should be brought Erashis from the first fruit, which implies Velo Kol Erashis. May Aritzach from your land, Velo Kol Aritzach, but not all your land. Oh, Frank the Gemara, Vresh Lakish, Hai Me Aritzach, Mai Avadil. What's he going to do with it? Me Bari Lichitai. This is the following thing. Rabbi Gamliel ben Rebbe, by Rebbe Omer. Interesting. Nemer Kan Eretz. It says over here by Bikurim Eretz. Nemer Laholan Eretz. It says over there by Eretz Yisrael. It says Eretz. Laholan Shvat Eretz. So it's like over there. It's talking about the Shivas Aminim. It's talking about the praise of the land. Av Kan Shvach Eretz. So to here also by Bikurim, it's talking about the praise of the land. Ve'yidach. And Rabbi Yochanan, he says, what Eretz may Eretz. He expounds both land and from the land. He holds that the Torah could have just written Artzacha. So when he writes Me Artzacha, it's extra. Therefore, he uses your land for the Gzir Shava and the extra from to exclude places of lower quality. Vidach Eretz Me Eretz, well, that's related, isn't Darshan and such things. Tanichada, we have one Braisa that teaches us something so chashiv. Shabagag v'shabachor v'shabatzah v'shabasmina. If you have on the roof and the ruin and the plow part in the boat, maybe Vikari, the grower, he brings Bikurim from them and recites the psukim that come along with Bikurim. V'tanya idach, we have another verse that says about crops. Maybe Vienu Kari brings the Bikurim, but he doesn't read from the psukim. Bishlam Rishlakish, Vixen Rishlakish, Gag Agag Lokasha. This idea of roof on roof is not a kasha, right? This din of the first verse that Bikurim from roof grown crops. You have to say the psukim. Versus the one the Brisa says they don't, is because ha gag de ma'ara, because the first one's talking about the roof of a cave. It's like regular land, therefore stuff that's over there, you have to all the chiyum of the bikurim. And ha begag de bayis, and the second Brisa is talking about that of a house. And, yeah. That's not considered like real stuff over there. Grown on, full-fledged land. Therefore, you can't really call them bikurim. You can't say the fruits of the land. Chorba chorba lo kasha the kasha the kind of chorba avuda. The first one is talking about a chorba avuda, which is a kind of chorba she'en avuda. If it's not built up again, it's considered nothing. It's not considered really land. If it is rebuilt again, then it's considered land. So one is avuda, and the other one's not avuda. Atzis lokasha nekasha kan binekuva. The first price is talking about is a perforated wooden pot. Kan b'shen nekuva, the other one's not nekuv. Someone that's going in a perforated wooden flower pot gets its stuff from the ground, and therefore it has all the dinim of bikurim. And if it's not perforated, and it's not nourished from the ground, and therefore you can't say from the land. Svina, svina lokasha, kan b'svina shel eitz, one's talking about of wood, and kan svina shel cheres, one's talking about of earthenware. Earthenware, the boat touches the riverbed, is considered part of the actual land. So the stuff growing in that is considered growing in the land, and therefore you have all the Bikurim stuff. But if it's growing on an unperforated wooden boat, not considered being grown on land, and therefore you can't say the Pesukim over there. Beep, turn the page. Pay him an alf. Eller, Yochanan, Kashman. Zakashman, Yochanan. Yochanan said that under no circumstances do these mountain dates in the valley grain become kadosh for Bikurim. Because he says, when it says, from your land, completely includes the chrefti stuff from Bikurim. But the Bryce we just saw says the opposite, that stuff growing on a roof or in a ruin or a flower pot or on a boat can become sanctified as Bikurim, even though it's lower level. Tanoi here, this is Machlokas Tanoim. A time once in a Bryce, Shabagag Shabachorba, the stuff that grows on a roof or in a ruin, maybe Bikurim. You bring Bikurim and you bring the Psukim. Shabbat is Rasvina, but then it grows on a flower pot or in a boat, and maybe Kol Iker. He doesn't bring it at all. If Yochanan is backed up by this Tana who agrees, who argues with the
other two brises. Okay, we had the end of the Mishnah said, V'kulan in a bo salim in a mufcha. That's got to come from the top of the top over here. Okay, we spoke about the different villages over here, right? And that is Afuraim is a good grain, which implies that the grain, the straw they found there was a lot. The Gemara then shows like a little agarata about this. Amri lei Yochanan and Mamre Lemoshe. Yochanan and Mamre, they were Mechashefim. They did Kishef, for the Egyptian sorcerers. They said to Moshe, when he did his, you know, all his magic there, and all of his stuff in Mitzrayim, Tevin Atamachis Afarayim, straw you're bringing to Afarayim. You're bringing straw to this place? You have to understand, all your osils and your mofsim that you're doing over here, don't you understand the fact that Rashi says, Chartun Mitzrayim, they said to Moshe when he did all the mofsim, he says, this straw that you're bringing into Farayim, it's a mushel. Maybe Tevin, Limkor, Farayim, Mishugo. The guy, you're crazy. Sham Tevin, Ira. There's tons of Tevin here, but Machniosim, they're there. Afdosa Machshefos from Mitzrayim, Vim Machashim and Mitzrayim, Kosinu. We have the best sorcery in the world. All the magic is done over here in the world. And you're bringing your magic in. What does it mean? Amalu Moshe said back, Amri Inchi Lamasa Yarka, Yarka Shkol. People say to a place of vegetables, take your vegetables to sell. If I want to really show off, I can go and do street magic, or I can go to the magic center of the world and do the magic there to show you that my magic is better than all of your magic. So yeah, I'm going to come to the place where they sell the stuff, because this is where people are involved. This is where people are going to, you know, be most impressed by it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.